Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You're about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Luke 11 is verse 20, Matthew chapter 12, verse 28. Dear Father, we thank you for this precious morning. Thank you for your divine presence already with us. We pray that you help us today in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Are you alive this morning? Wonderful. It's great to be in the house of the Lord. Today, I want to start to teach us on a subject I've entitled Enemies of the Kingdom, and we are looking at demons. I regard demons, or the Bible calls demons, the enemies of the kingdom. So we will read our text from the book of Matthew chapter 12 and then verse 28. There Jesus Christ says that, "But if I cast out devils or demons by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God is come unto you." It's the same thing in the book of Luke chapter 20. There in the King James Version, Luke says that if I cast out demons by the finger of God. The finger of God is talking about the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God is the means by which demons are cast out. Now, in talking about the enemies of the kingdom, I believe that we have to go back to the very beginning, the book of Genesis, so that we have a better picture of demons. In the book of Genesis, the Bible makes us to understand that God breathed the Holy Spirit into man, and then he put man in a garden and gave him rulership or control or dominion, or if you like, gave him kingdom over everything. Now, this rule that God gave to man who was filled with the Holy Spirit included ruling over himself, having control over himself, and then over demons who were already on the earth. I believe that demons constituted part of the darkness that had overshadowed the whole earth in the book of Genesis chapter 1. Verse 2. So demons were already here before human beings came around. So we will not worry about their origin. Now, we understand from the Bible that out of his own choice, out of man's choice, and through disobedience, man lost all that God gave unto him. So there are three main things that man lost because he chose to disobey the Lord. The first thing is that man lost the Holy Spirit. Man lost the Holy Spirit residing inside of him. That Spirit that was breathed into him, man lost the Holy Spirit who was residing in him. And then number two, man lost the rule or the dominion over himself and over the earth. Man lost the kingdom or the control, the rulership over himself and then over everything that moved on the face of the earth. Now, number three, man lost the garden. So these are the three things that man lost. God gave to man, but man lost. Now, the result of these losses is that demons took over the control or the rule of man. Demons took it over and made man susceptible to demonic influences. As a result of the disobedience, the fall of man, human beings became susceptible or subject to demonic influences. So instead of the Holy Spirit influencing man, now demons were the people who wanted to influence mankind. Now, there is also the second thing that is a result of the loss. The first thing is that man became subject to demonic influence. The second thing is that man lost control of creation, so that creation was subjected by the devil and demons to decay and bondage. If you read the book of Romans chapter 8, Bible says that even creation itself, not just referring to man, but creation itself is groaning and longing that it is delivered from the bondage that it is in, into the glorious liberty of the children of God. So the second result of man losing these things is that creation became subjected unto bondage. That is why demons can even possess animals. Animals did not fall. I hope you know that. It is human beings who disobeyed. But animals were also subjected to bondage, although they did not commit any sin. But they were subjected to bondage because when the demon spirits took over, they took over the whole of creation. The rule of creation, the control over creation was under demons right now. And the Bible says that creation is longing for a deliverance from these demon spirits. All right? So the third thing that is a result of the disobedience of man is that Satan, through demons, were trying to get man to eat of the tree of life. In fact, the Bible makes us to understand that when God intervened in man's situation, first of all, he killed an animal and clothed man. And then, in the second intervention, God said that now the man knows good and evil. So if we don't take him out of the garden and get some angels to come on this earth and then guard the tree of life, man is going to be influenced by the devil to one more time go to the tree of life. This time not the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, but the tree of life, and take of the tree of life and eat it and then live forever. So God did two things in intervening. First of all, he clothed man. And second of all, he drove man from the garden. And then he put over the tree of life angels to guard it. Because if it was not guarded, I believe that the same devil who influenced man to go and take the tree of life was going to influence man to go and take the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, was going to influence man to take the tree of life so that mankind will be doomed forever. The agenda of the devil was to put us, that is human being, in the situation that he found himself. He is in a situation where he is doomed forever. He cannot be saved. He cannot repent. And that is how he wanted to get man, or the situation he wanted to get man into. But it was a process. First of all, let me corrupt man by letting him eat the first tree. And then second of all, let me doom him to perpetual corruption so that he becomes an irredeemable creature like me by letting him eat of the tree of life. So God, in intervening in man's situation, clothed us, and secondly, he sent angels to guard the tree of life so that man will not get to a condition like the devil, where he cannot be redeemed. And that was hope that God was giving to man. By clothing man, God was giving man hope. And then by intervening so that angels are guarding the tree of life, God was giving man hope that a time is coming, I am going to redeem you because you are not an irredeemable creature. So these are the three results of the losses. Three losses man had, and then three results of the losses. Now, because of the condition that God had put man in and giving man hope of redemption, Jesus had to come. The Bible says, after the order of Melchizedek, or the order of kings, with the kingdom upon his shoulders, to give back the control or the rule or the kingdom back to mankind. Matthew chapter 4 verse 17, Jesus Christ came saying that repent because the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Now the intention of the Lord Jesus Christ in bringing us the control or the rule back is so that we will be in charge of ourselves one more time. We will be in charge over everything that moves on the face of this earth. We will have the rule over demons, because he wants the Holy Spirit to be inside of mankind. Jesus wants the Holy Spirit to be inside of mankind so that by his help we will be able to have dominion over ourselves and then over everything, over demons, as we had before. Now, our text makes us to understand that in order for Jesus to give us the rule back, to give us the control back, he had to deal with demons who like to share our rule and our control with us. So our text says that if I, with the Spirit of God, cast out devils, then you must know that the control is back unto mankind. If I, with the finger of God, cast out devils, then it is an announcement that the kingdom or the rule or the influence of God is here with us. That is the only sign, or that is the hindrance to the rule of God. The demon spirits have to be cast out so that the kingdom of God can come.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and his kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
Now, I want us to understand this one very, very carefully. Because if demons are not cast out, the kingdom cannot come. If I cast out devils by the Spirit of God, then he says the kingdom has come, or the rule, the control has come back to mankind. Now you will understand from the Bible that since the Old Testament, since the fall of man actually, prophets have performed various miracles right from the fall of mankind. From Adam's time, man has performed various miracles. We have done things that were a sign of the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ. For example, mankind has healed the sick. In the Old Testament, there are many records of the sick people being healed, of the dead being raised, of miracles being performed, and then of the provision. You see, miraculous provision for multitudes. You see how human beings uses the power of God to control the forces of nature so that Joshua is able to steal the sun, and many of them are able to do very powerful signs. But there is no clear reference in the Old Testament where we see that demons are being cast out. In fact, the closest example we have of demons being cast out is where David, who was the son of the Messiah, actually foreshadowing Jesus' coming and his kingdom, played the harp. And the Bible says that the demon that was tormenting Saul will leave Saul alone. That was the closest that you could get to the casting away of demons. And it was done by David, who was, as it were, foreshadowing in the Old Testament, the coming of the kingdom through Christ Jesus. But I want us to understand that all throughout the Bible, in spite of the miracles and the anointings that was upon Isaiah, that was upon Abraham, upon Moses, upon Ezekiel, upon Daniel, none of them ever cast out any devil. Although they did many powerful things, none of them ever did that, because casting out of devils or expelling demons was reserved for Jesus Christ. It was a unique sign. It was a unique demonstration that the kingdom of God had come. In fact, it was a sign to show that the kingdom was around. So whoever was going to cast out devils was the person who was bringing the kingdom of God around. Expelling of demons was an announcement that Jesus Christ was giving that there is an end to the satanic rule or the satanic kingdom or the kingdom of darkness. And now the kingdom of God has come. So when the Lord Jesus Christ came, he did a lot of casting out of devils. It was a major part of his ministry. And it was a clear sign that the kingdom of God had come. So casting out of devils was important for the establishment of the kingdom of God, of the rule of God, of the influence of God in our lives and upon this earth. But the unfortunate thing is that Christians have treated demons with superstition. We have treated and put demons in the category of ghosts. We have put them in the category of dragons. We have put them in the category of fairies and elves who come around and then they come and grant wishes. But I want us to understand that demon spirits are real. And demons are the enemies of the kingdom. And so we should change our attitude towards demon spirits. Hallelujah. Actually, it is the plan of the devil to make us silent about demons. Don't talk about demons. His idea is to exclude demons from the program of the church, so that the church never talks about them, because he wants to jealously guard the secrets of his dark kingdom. So he will not allow believers to talk about demons. We will treat demons as maybe some spirits who do not exist, who we should not maybe think about or worry or bother about. But I want us to understand that this one is the work of the devil. And actually, that is the nature of demons. They don't like the light. They don't like to be exposed. They don't like to manifest. They don't like to come to the fore. They like to be undercover. They like to be in the background. Nobody knowing about them. Nobody bothering them. Nobody talking about them. They like to influence and control the decisions of people, the belief system of people, the behavior of people, from that position of the people not being aware that they are the people who are causing all of this thing. They like to gain control over certain aspects of our lives undercover, so that they are not manifest. Sometimes, actually, the Bible even teaches that sometimes just uncovering them, manifesting them, makes them uncomfortable and it makes them back off. Hallelujah. I believe that the children of God needs to change their attitudes towards demon spirits, because we are living in a time that God wants to establish his kingdom in your life. He wants to establish his influence, his rule. He wants you to be in complete control over every aspect of your life. He does not want a certain spirit to be ruling an aspect of your life. He does not want demon spirit to share the rule, because God wants us to be in charge. Jesus came with the message of the kingdom to bring the rule and the control back unto us, so that we become the people of influence, the salt and not demon spirits. I am inclined to think that sometimes the people of God think that demons are such that if you do not bother them, like you do not talk about them, they will not bother you. They are not like dogs. They are not like snakes. Sometimes people say that, well, as for a snake, if you don't mind the snake will not mind you. If you don't mind the dog will not mind you. But if you threaten, if the snake feels threatened, then it will attack you. But demons do not operate like that. Demons are not in their nature, whether you bother them or not, they want to influence you. They will want to take control over certain aspects of your life, influence your mindset, influence your philosophy of life. They want to influence your attitude. They want to influence your behavior. They want to influence what you say, your tongue. They are demons who influences the tongue of men. They want to influence your body. They want to influence your emotion. They want that you will not be in charge. They want that you will not be in control. They do not want the influence of the Holy Spirit. They want to fight with the Holy Spirit so that they can gain portions of your life and influence you and be in charge so that the message of the kingdom is compromised. But I want you to know this morning, as you listen to me, as they are exposed and as we continue to talk about them, that the demon spirits are going to live your life. Jesus says that I came to preach deliverance to the captive. I am anointed by the Spirit of God, by the finger of God, to deal with those influencing spirits so that you will be free and you will be delivered. And I believe that even as you listen and even as they are exposed, I believe that they will live your life alone in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, demons are the enemies of the kingdom. So that whereas the kingdom message is to restore the rule over yourself and the earth to you, demons are ruling spirits. In fact, the Bible calls them weak and pitiful ruling spirits who prevent you from having full control over areas of your life in which they invade or they influence. There is nobody, ladies and gentlemen, there is no minister of the gospel in the New Testament who cast out devils more than Jesus Christ. It was a major aspect of his mission upon this earth. He did not see it as a side issue. He did not see it as an interruption on his mission. He did not see it as something that he should not deal with. But it was something that he will always stop and deal with. And he did not care about whether the thing was public or the thing was private. Once the Spirit of God forces out a demon, Jesus Christ was ready to deal with that demon spirit. And I have come to tell us that it is about time that we followed in the steps of Jesus Christ in his bid to kingdomize the world and establish his influence in your life and in the life of the society around us. He had to deal with those who competed with us for control over our personalities. That's talking about demon spirit. And I want us to go through the Bible and look at some of the things that Jesus Christ said. And some of the things that the Bible writers said about Jesus' mission as far as the chief enemies of the kingdom is concerned, demons. Look at the book of Mark, chapter 1. Mark chapter 1 and then verse 21. Mark chapter 1 verse 21 to 28 is quite a long passage. We know about that incident already. That is where Jesus Christ cast out a devil. Verse 21, Mark chapter 1. And they went into Capernaum. And straightway on the Sabbath day, he entered into the synagogue. So where was Jesus? In the synagogue, right? And they were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one who had authority and not as the scribes. I believe that Jesus Christ was preaching deliverance. And he preached it and taught it with such authority that the people were surprised. That he does not speak like the scribe. He speaks as somebody who has authority over spirits. And so look at verse 23. And there was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit. That's talking about a demon. And he cried out, saying, "Let us alone. What have we to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know thee, who thou art, the Holy One of God." And Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Hold your peace and come out of him." And when the unclean spirit had torn him and cried with a loud voice, he came out of him. And they were all amazed. I want us to note verse 27 and 28. The reaction of the people in the synagogue, in the temple, or in church. They were all amazed, insomuch that they questioned among themselves, saying, "What thing is this? What new doctrine is this?" So you know Jesus was teaching deliverance. What new teaching concerning demons is this? "For with authority commanded he out the unclean spirit, and they do obey him. And immediately his fame spread abroad throughout all the region round about Galilee." So let us know, this one is the introduction of Jesus to his public ministry. The Bible makes us to know that casting out demons launched Jesus into his public ministry. He was first and foremost known as the fellow with a strange doctrine who by a word cast out devils. And the Bible says that this is how his fame spread abroad. His fame was the fame of the man or the prophet who cast out devils. He had not healed the sick. He had not done any miracle that we attribute to Jesus. All that he did was to cast out the devil. And the Bible says that casting out of devils was what launched Jesus into his public ministry. And that was the impression people had about Jesus. People would bring their children to him and say, "Cast the devil out." Because that was the first impression they had about Jesus. A man with a doctrine anointed to preach deliverance with such authority, even in the temple, that unclean spirits and demons live. And all throughout Galilee, the Bible says, all throughout Galilee, his fame goes around as the one. They didn't know him as even the Messiah, as the one who cast out devils. He said later on that if I did the casting out of the devil, I am just announcing to you that I'm giving you the rule back. I am giving you the controls back. You came from
heaven to earth. I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell, and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.